A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, the U.S. Capitol protest on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have scattered clouds, 45 degrees. KSL's top story. Word in the past hour that 350 Utah National Guardsmen are headed to Washington, D.C. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
According to a briefing this morning at Salt Lake International Airport, the task force, comprised of service members from throughout the state, will assist the Washington, D.C. National Guard. Specialist MacArthur says the mission is to ensure overall safety during a time of unrest, but he says troops are prepared in case they are needed.
You know, we feel ready and confident that everything will go great.
He says one thing he is taking with them is the fact that we are all Americans, regardless of political and party affiliation, and that they are there to protect everyone. Some 350 troops are making the trip and deployed via KC-35 military aircraft earlier today. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney is thanking the guardsmen heading to D.C. He says he deeply appreciates their dedication and commitment to protecting lives, property, and ensuring a peaceful transition of power. So, Utah guardsmen are headed to D.C., and maybe you've seen all the pictures. Guardsmen sleeping in the halls of the Capitol building. This has sparked people to donate to try and make the guardsmen more comfortable. But the National Guard is asking, please stop. The Guard tells Axios they can't support all the donations being sent in. Congressman Chris Stewart is tweeting about the threat of armed protest. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says the congressman's urging people to think about participating, but then reconsider.
He says for those who choose violence, rest assured you will be found and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Stewart goes on to call this coming week a critical moment in our republic.
Another tweet from the congressman. Stewart said too many people on both sides feel marginalized and unheard. Leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are urging people to honor democratic institutions and processes and to obey, honor, and sustain the law. The First Presidency sent out the statement this afternoon saying, whatever people's individual political views, they should treat all people with respect, dignity, and love. We have breaking news on KSL News Radio. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, is declaring bankruptcy. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the National Rifle Association says it is dumping New York, where the regulatory environment is corrupt and political. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will seek court approval to reconstitute itself in Texas. The New York Attorney General's office sued the NRA, its chief executive, Wayne LaPierre, and three other current or former executives for failing to properly manage $64 million. Democratic lawmakers are launching an investigation into the Capitol siege. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that she has asked retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead a review into Capitol security.
I find this to be a very emotional time. I said to the members, we're very passionate to our reaction to this assault on our democracy. On this temple to democracy.
Honoré is best known for leading the joint military relief efforts in areas affected by Hurricane Katrina. Pelosi added that there would be multiple House investigations to determine responsibility for the riot. President-elect Biden today unveiling his roadmap to deliver more vaccines faster to more Americans. He says his administration will take the guesswork out of the when and where of vaccines.
They couldn't tell you who exactly is getting vaccinated. What they do know is there are tens of millions of doses of vaccine sitting unused in freezers around the country.
The president-elect says he will ask Congress for billions more for mobile vaccination clinics and to use the Defense Production Act to kick Operation Warp Speed into overdrive. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
High on the Hill 2021.
Utah's House Majority Leader is sharing what his party hopes to get done during the session that starts next week. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Republican House Speaker Brad Wilson says they first want to broaden Utah's economic success.
First is tax relief, at least $80 million. We haven't determined the exact vehicle for that tax relief yet.
He says that could come through reducing or eliminating Social Security tax, bringing down the income tax rate, or restoring dependent exemptions. They also hope to look at bills addressing Utah's growth.
Roads, rail, water. Infrastructure in terms of technology, as well as recreation.
Making Utah more equitable through education spending and housing, another priority, as is clearing up who holds what power during an emergency. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Utah State University is standing by its president. The result of an investigation into a meeting with football players has now been released. And KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
Utah State University says its investigation into President Noel Cockett's remarks during a December meeting about interim head football coach Frank Miley is complete and finds President Cockett did not say her primary concern about Miley permanently taking over as head coach was his religious beliefs. Cockett came under fire in December for her comments about Miley's Latter-day Saint beliefs, with Utah State football players even opting out of their final regular season game in protest. The school says Cockett's remarks were about inclusivity and discussing whether athletes feel welcome at USU, but the context was possibly misunderstood. Miley has since headed to Boise State to take over as its head football coach. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:06. Ricky Meese is here. Are you ready for a Friday?
I've been ready, and Jeff, I'm afraid to say this.
Go ahead.
We begin the Friday afternoon drive home with emergency traffic, and it's on northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, where a multiple vehicle injury accident had been blocking three right lanes of traffic approaching 90th South. They're trying to get it moved over. But you have solid stop-and-go delays all the way back to Bangor Highway in Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Patience on the road, everybody. But we've been hearing a lot of complaints about the vaccination program. This is wrong with it. My minute of news is next. Stay here at KSL. It's 3:06.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.